This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. The alarms are sounding. You are listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're here. Do you hear those alarms? If you don't hear them, if you don't understand them, it's because they're in Russian. I want to tell you something, guys. You have no idea how big you're winning. You see the signs. You say, wow, people don't seem to care as much about the media. Wow, the Russian investigation seems to be going this way or that. You're getting little, you know, little rumblings. You really don't fully understand how big you are winning. And I'm going to explain that today. Let me tell you this. The Democrats are the most scared they have ever been in their political lives. They started an investigation that is now circling in on them, and they are in the death spiral. Have you seen those big funnels in the middle of the ocean, and you go, where did those go? They lead to the Democrats' demise. Once the ship gets sucked into the vortex, that's it. And they are almost there. They are killing themselves over Russians. It's their fallback plan, and it is failing big time. And I'm going to play you clips of Democrat after Democrat who are going, what is going on with our party? They keep saying things like, we used to be the party of. We used to be the party of the middle class. We were the party that brought blacks and browns and gays and women and blah, blah, blah. And that is exactly their problem. When they describe people, they describe you. We used to be the party of kids with zit faces. We used to be the party of people with fungal, you know, nail fungal. Really? How about will you just be the party of human beings who are frail and who are failed and who you lift the boat for everybody, and guess what? Everybody benefits. See, that's what Donald Trump's doing, and that is the problem. They will no longer be identified as that. And by the way, neither will the Republicans. So what are the Democrats now? They don't even know what to call themselves. Ask a Democrat, what do you stand for? What exactly do you represent? They don't even know. They're calling themselves toxic. High-ranking Democrats are saying we're toxic. High-ranking Democrats are in trouble all over the country. Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton clan have been marginalized, and they are about to get into another explosive expose over the Trump dossier, which we'll talk about that a little bit later. Folks, you are winning big. So I was out this weekend. I know we're further in the week. I was at my son's baseball game. I put on my Make America Great Again hat, and I go out amongst the indigenous. And I did it. Why? As soon as my son's coach sees me, he goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, "That I got to get a picture of that." So he wants to snap a picture of it. Melissa says, you want to get a picture of both of you? He goes, yeah. So we end up taking a picture with me and him. And he says, Kevin, I'm sending this to all my family. All of his family are Democrats. He's like, so I get stopped. A guy who was one of the organizers of the tournament, he stops me. He says, "Hey, man," he goes, "you catch a lot of grief for wearing that hat." And I looked at him and I said, "Do you see me catching a lot of grief?" And he goes, "Nope." And I go, "There you go." And he goes, "Well," he goes, "I'm not trying to be offensive or anything." That's where he started the conversation. I said, "You're not. I'm for Trump. That's why I'm wearing the hat." And he goes, yeah. He goes, well, I'm of the same political persuasion. I go, then where's your hat? He goes, well, yeah, that's the kind of thing. I'm thinking, you know, I said, yeah, no balls, no babies. Look, if you believe in the message, wear the hat. It's that simple. I talk about it on my show. I told him. And I said, look, there are a lot of people out here who are Trump supporters. They're looking at me going like, wink, wink, without winking, you know, like smiling. And then there are the ones that don't like Trump that are kind of looking away like, hmm. And guess what? They're finding out people like the man. And I said, and you know what really messes with our sensibilities? That a black guy's wearing the hat. And the guy goes, didn't go unnoticed on me. I said, that's why I wear it. And I said, look, you're surrounded by people that like Donald Trump. They may not admit it to you. And I said, and the shame of it is this. You were afraid to do it during the election. That's why he won. It was the undercurrent. Now he's won, and you're still acting like battered wives. Get out there, wear your gear. I said, now, I have an advantage. You know, being a martial artist and with a mean spirit, with a mean attitude, gives me an advantage. Because it means when you come up to me talking about my politics, my personal choices, and you think I'm backing away, you're out of your mind. Now, I would ask you this question. You know what happens to people wearing Trump stuff. Why do you think nobody's coming up and saying anything to me? Because they know. And I said, and they're going to suspect the same thing about you. Whether you can back it up or not, they're going to suspect. This guy's, look, you know, he understands what's going on, so he's packing or protecting himself. In my case, I didn't have my firearm. I had four firearms, my feet and my fist. And if anybody had come up to me wrong, I would have absolutely jumped them. So the point is, folks, and I don't know how many other people were out there going, you know, oh, I'm happy you wore that hat, or how, you know, it invigorated them to go out and do more. I don't know. But I do know this, that one guy absolutely stopped me. My son's coach was like, oh, got to get a picture. It's so unbelievable that somebody would do it. Guess what, guys? People are loving you. They are happy that you voted in Trump. They may not have liked it at first, but they love it now. The toxic Democrats. In one case, they reference how did Trump win? He was only at 37% approval. If these knuckleheads still want to believe this nonsense about their approval ratings and polling and this, that, let them believe it. They believe they've got a shot in 2018. I'm telling you right now, the same way I predicted Donald Trump will win in 2018, we clean house. The Democrats are in huge trouble. Everything they point back to points back to exactly what Donald Trump is working on. He's working on the economy. He's working on the tax base. He's working on getting rid of legislation that stifles growth in this economy. And for the record, even just barely getting kickstarted, the dude is performing at rock star level. Imagine what you're going to see in 6 months or so. And then imagine what happens by 2018 when this economy is booming. You are winning big. And I will prove it to you today. We got lots to talk about. And I'm going to talk to you, start out with I'm going to talk about one of a friend of mine, a writer, who was a hardcore Democrat. I appeared on their radio show, and I'll give you the backdrop of that. She left the Democrats and voted for Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So it's going to be a big week in healthcare, and it's funny to me. I've talked about this, and I'm going to get into healthcare a little bit more down the road, but because I want to tell a story about a friend of mine named Julie. But the idea of the Democrats trying to sell the concept that Obamacare is some overwhelming thing, like, oh man, everybody's going to be mad we lost our Obamacare. That's one of the biggest lies next to climate change, and Barack Obama was a good president, and Hillary Clinton was a qualified potential president. Those are the lies told by the left. They want you to believe them, and you're not falling for it. But what I want to say is this. When you look at Trump Care, Donald Trump has been very clear. I want to cover pre-existing conditions. I want to take some elements of Obamacare, and we're going to use those elements. But what we're also going to do is we're going to save money in healthcare. There is a way to do it. Let me tell you something, folks. $5 Band-Aids and $12 aspirins, there's a way to save money in healthcare. There's a way to save this system, and we can figure it out, and I'm glad a businessman is doing it. I don't know whether this will pass, won't pass. All I can tell you is eventually Donald Trump is going to address health care in a way that is better for us all, and it will not require us to do anything. That's what I want to get to. But it's fun to watch the Democrats fight against something that wasn't a mandate to begin with. Nobody, the United States citizenry wasn't like, oh, we got to have nationalized health care. That was a red herring. The Democrats look for little things to say, let's hang our hat on this. This will make the Republicans have to fight. They implemented it. Now they knew what would happen. Fighting against it is even worse. So they're making us fight hard to get rid of it, even though nobody wants it. So Donald Trump's doing the right thing. He's going out showing people Obamacare is killing people. It's raised your rates. He's going about it the right way, and he will get it done. I don't know how, but he'll get it done. But watch the Democrats have to fight Donald Trump when he says, yeah, well, it's got pre-existing conditions. Well, but it doesn't. Yeah, what I did is we're making a bet that we're actually going to be able to reduce the cost of insurance, unlike Obama. Now, think about this. When the insurance costs that are double, in some cases triple, what they were before, when the next announcement is insurance companies have reduced the cost of Obamacare 20, 30, 40, 50%. And even though that only gets some people back down to, you know, where they're still paying double, if it's reducing it across the board, that's what's going to be Trump's legacy, is taking apart Obamacare, reducing the cost of insurance, and making health care more affordable and better for everybody. The starting point for Obamacare is so bad that the only thing you can do is make it better. Think about that. When Donald Trump, when insurance companies go, we're reducing our rates 10%, 20%, 27%, 38%, whatever, year after year over the next few years. Watch what happens, folks. That's what's going to be coming between now and 2018. You guys want to talk more about Obamacare now? Or you want to, because I do want to get into this story about Julie. But there's a lot to discuss. I mean, every time you turn around, the left wants you to believe the lie about it. They want you to believe that Obamacare lived up to its promises. Tell me one promise that Obamacare lived up to. Obamacare had death panels. When people, look, when you get to a certain age, you were dead. You were doomed with Obamacare. They, just so you know, they took, for example, MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, off of the list. There was one other big cancer center that Obamacare actually removed from the list. They were shrinking the number of places. I'm talking about where you could go to get treatment for cancer. They were taking the best facilities off. Why? Because those facilities went through all the bounds to keep you alive. That was it. So Obamacare, well, there's no limit to your health care. It had death panels. There's not a Democrat on the planet, and I'm happy to have you come on and argue, 844-551-8255. I will absolutely slap you around like you're a training partner if you come on and talk about this. Bring it. So you've got death panels. Obamacare promised it was going to lower rates. You know what they shifted to? They shifted to, we stopped the rate of growth of health care cost. They went from, we're going to actually, this will cut your health care costs, to, we stopped the rate of growth of your health care costs. What kind of nonsense is that? They told you you could keep your doctor, you could keep your plan. Lie. I mean, everything about Obamacare is built on nothing but lies, and all that the right has to do is just say, I tell you what, you couldn't keep your doctor, you couldn't keep your plan, right? They told you it wasn't going to go up. It did. It doubled. It tripled in some areas. They told you that there would be many, many more choices. In some cases, there are none now. None. Not more choices, less. You think there are more doctors? You think the better doctors on Obamacare? No, no, no. Explain to me what part of this you want. Why do you want to keep it? I mean, I could give you a mechanic who can't fix your car, but you keep taking it back there. What is it that we are fighting? The advertisement for this should be, show me where it worked.
Well, there was this one lady that did.
Okay, great. So we paid, what, $15 billion to build a website that nobody's using, by the way. I mean, who's been to, if you've been to the Obamacare website, when is the last time you went to the Obamacare website? Ask yourself this. You checking rates? You're not checking rates. If you're looking for medical, you're going and going, okay, what's Blue Cross? What's this? What's Anthem? Blah, you know, you're going and looking
Googling it. For all intents and purposes, they should have just taken that money. I wouldn't want them to do this and give it to Sergey Brin of Google. But they just said, here, Google, just every time somebody does a search, you take $3. Because nobody's going to Obamacare. They couldn't even build a freaking website. And now they want us to believe that it's working. They give us fake numbers. I would love to get the real numbers. I want Donald Trump to give us the actual numbers and say, we dug into Obamacare. These are the actual numbers. And if you were going to roll out Obamacare and it was so good, why wouldn't you roll it out to the vets, who, by the way, you're killing on waiting list? I could go on. I'm here all night. I just got in. But, hey, be sure to tip your waiters and the wait staff, okay? You get what I'm going at here, people. There is nothing to celebrate with Obamacare. The Democrats must hold on to the vestige of it. They need a remnant of Obama. But let me tell you, the minute Donald Trump's Trump Care comes into play, he's got to be smiling like a Cheshire cat. Because when you look at the bloated, I mean, it's like somebody going into some sort of a retail business and they find out their competition is 300% markup or 500% markup, and because they can't make it cheaper, and they found a cheaper source and they're about to come into the market at half the price with a better product. That's exactly what is happening. And the Democrats know it. Don't think they're fools. They know exactly what's about to happen the minute people's health care costs start dropping. How many choices right now are you making because your health care cost is too high? My health care cost is almost $1,000 a month. You make decisions based on that kind of money. What can we do? When can we go on vacation? What can we buy? Because you know that's a big chunk coming out of your check every month that, by the way, you aren't even using. Think about that. You're making a fat car payment on something you're not even using. You got a Lexus out there you can't drive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Imagine being a black girl. Overweight, LGBT plus, dark skin, light skin, brown skin, nappy hair, thick thighs, burn victim, big lips, spacious hips, wide nose. Imagine being a black girl, living in a world where you are unwanted, you are forsaken, you are being copied without credit, you are despised, and the sole reason you might be murdered is because of the color of your skin. You are afraid. And then? Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Thousands of people uplifting you, praising the texture of your hair, appreciating the size of your lips, reveling in the color of your skin, and letting you know that it is special. You are special. Imagine being a black girl, watching three beautiful women of color, three women that look like you, fighting against century-long systemic injustices, and inciting a feeling of beauty in those made to feel ugly. Imagine being a black girl, in knowing that your life matters.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where you can get my book on the topic of race pimping, the topic of gender pimping, whatever. I explain it in a way that makes it funny for you, and you'll have things out there that you'll never forget. You'll have stories to tell that you'll just be like, what? Are you serious? But it's funny. So go get it. I want to talk about a lady that I met. I did a radio show probably 4 years ago, and there were four liberals, and they invited me to call in, and it had to do with, I forget the topic, but it was a gay thing, that, and I'd been on Fox talking about the issue, and I was like, what's this got to do with homosexuality kind of thing? And so they had me on the show. And the reason why I remembered the show was because a black chick got mad at me when I talked about black people having, they may be on welfare or they may have a job, but they have that and a hustle. I said, in the black community, you may have your legit job, but you got to hustle. Your hustle might be, I do hair on the side, I do nails on the side, I sell my CDs, I sell bootleg CDs, you make clothes, you sell clothes, you do stuff, and you're off the clock, you're off the books. The government doesn't know about it. That's called a hustle. And the hustle generally involves taking advantage of somebody, but it doesn't have to. But it's called a hustle. A secondary gig. So we were talking about that. And then we also talked about something that, I don't remember the topic, but it was gay. And I wasn't anti-gay. I just said, I'm not giving gays any more credit on the subject than I would give non-gays. So, long story short, on the interview, a gay guy actually comes to my defense against this particular lady. Her name is Julie, because there was a gay lady on the show as well. But they had accused me of attacking gays, and I said I in no way did that. And I was calm. I was like, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. and they're like, you said that, and she was screaming at me on the call, and I let her scream, and when she finished her rant, I said, yeah, like I said earlier, I didn't say that. And then she got mad again, and then the gay guy interrupts her and says, hey, you need to stop. He never said that. And she was like, well, but he, but, and I went, but what? I didn't say it. You can get as mad as you want about it, but I didn't say it. If I said it, I don't own up to it. See, that's the difference. So then the black chick gets mad at me because she, well, me and my husband, we got two jobs and we don't have a hustle and all this. And I said, well, congratulations to you. But I guarantee you, you know people in your family who I've exactly described. So if I'm lying about that, you let me know, because I know the black condition. By the way, that's the poor condition. There are many whites who go on their hustle. But per capita, blacks go on a hustle more than anybody. And by the way, I said, that's a tribute to us. It's a tribute to us for survival. That's the way we made a living. When white folks were jumping off of buildings during the Wall Street crash, black folks were going, well, I guess I lost my little hustle. Because they were no longer doing the sheets of the white lady or doing this or that. But they were surviving. We knew how to survive. We weren't committing suicide in mass numbers. We weren't, you know, lamenting our lives in mass numbers. It was business as usual for blacks. That's a tribute to us. And that's what I said on the show. I said, so you can take it any way you want, but I know what a hustle is because I can name you five of my uncles who I grew up watching on their hustles every weekend. So afterwards, that particular black chick, she calls me. She's like, you know what, Kevin, you were right. I shouldn't have blown. I said, don't worry about it. But here's what was interesting. Julie contacts me. The other lady that was on the call. And she said, Kevin, you made a lot of sense. And this was 4 years ago. Then she contacted me about two or three days ago. And she says, Kevin, I got to tell you, I've migrated from being a Democrat to being, she goes, I don't know what I'd call myself, but I'll tell you this. I voted for Trump. I'm telling you guys this story because I want you to understand there are people out there that get it. The little things you do make them migrate. When you know who you are, they go, whoa, I didn't blow up at any of them. I explained my situation to every one of them. The black chick called me and apologized. The other lady sent me a note saying saying you gave me a lot to think about. The gay guy protected me because he knew I hadn't said what I said. He knew I told him I have no animus towards gay people whatsoever. I don't care what you do sexually. I don't. That may offend some conservatives. Look, I say to conservatives, I don't care what you do sexually. I don't know what your thing is. I may go, whoa, don't too much information if you tell me something. So who are we to, you know, again, I understand. I'm not gay. I understand the moral implications in terms of the Bible. But that's their deal to deal with. But the point is, these people are starting to make these transitions. And Julie made it. And here's what she wrote about it. This is what got me. She says, it hasn't been that long since I dim-exited. She's talking about like Brexit. After a long time as a yellow dog Dem, registered independent, and voted for Donald Trump. Like a lot of people, I'm still unpacking it all. The campaign, the choices, what island to now land on. Not a Republican, surely never a Democrat again. An independent doesn't really have a home in this two-party system. All my adult life, she writes, when progressive values were under siege, threatened by the hard right Republican policies, I think, well, not to worry. The Dems will save us. Then came 2016 and the primary debacle, and WikiLeaks and Clinton sauntering haughtily towards the White House with, girl, we don't need no stinking message. It's your turn, churning in her brain and in the brains of her loyalist. And I changed. Contrary to popular belief, the sea change I and others went through wasn't just sour grapes that the DNC had its thumbs on the scale. For the Clinton, hard as hell, and Bernie suffered for it. Bernie might or might not have beaten Trump. That we'll never know. No, what changed my belief was Dems were the good guys. I lived in utopia. Everything Dem equal good, everything Republican equal bad. I don't know what I am now, but the one sure thing is that I now have an opportunity for regrowth and a hardened eye towards who the good guys really are and aren't. I'm going to stop there for a second because here's what I'm trying to tell you folks. There are people out there like Julie, who have watched these Democrats with their crooked nature. They've watched them fabricate Russian tales of, you know, conspiracy and spy, stuff fit for spy novels. And they know it's not true. And the reason why they know is because a large contingent of them watch Bernie Sanders get hosed. But those same people watch Bernie Sanders enjoy getting hosed. And now Bernie Sanders is living large. If you think there is a, quote, faction of Bernie Sanders within the Democrat Party that's significant, you are sniffing glue. Those people are so mad at him. Are there some left? Yeah, there's a ragtag group of socialists out there who still hang on to his every word. But the majority of the Bernie people are gone, and they are gone for good. This is one of them right here. Ask Julie if she would vote for Bernie Sanders now. And wait until it's exposed what that crook has been doing since he post-election. Wait until they know that the king of the socialists now lives like he's Donald Trump. Yet he still decries the wealth. Give it away, Bernie. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away. Yeah, give it away. See, that's what you can always say to any of these absolute, I don't know what you call them, but the disingenuous hypocrites, I guess would be the best way to describe them. Just tell them, hey, if you don't like it so much, you know, you hate the wealth, Michael Moore, give it away. Well, how big of a house do you need, Michael? How fancy of a car do you need? Certainly not spending it on his wardrobe or fitness. But whatever. Give your money away. Stop talking and give it away. Because I'm going to tell you, as a capitalist, I give the money to the people I want to give it to. I give it to family. I'll loan it to friends if I have some. And I'll give it to charity where I can. But I'm not going to have you come and just take it from me. Not without a fight. I will give to the government because we do need roads and bridges. I will pay my taxes. I will do all the things by the book. But I'm not going to be penalized because you decided you want more. Why? To indulge some stupid thing, that whimsical democratic idea that has nothing to do with improving anything for the people in this country. It's particularly those who are willing to go out and work hard. Folks, these people are all over. As is the young black girl I played the clip when we started this segment. They want to believe in something, and the only thing to believe in is what we sell.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Our next guest has some harsh words for his own party. So joining me now is Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio. Congressman, I'm so glad you're here. So let's just be honest. You have tough love for your party. Democrats have won, what, 0 of 4 special elections for House seats? And here, I want to show what you say and then get your response here. You said, I don't believe in moral victories. The only measure of success in political campaigns is victory. I don't believe everyone should get a trophy. Here's the truth. The Democratic Party has a toxic brand, one that is worse than Donald Trump's in many parts of the country. Explain, sir.
Well, it happens to be true. I mean, we all have a lot of anger towards what Donald Trump is doing, but we've had 4 special elections, and Donald Trump 4, Democrats 0. And I hate to admit that. It hurts. It's painful. But we've got to get our act together because there's a lot of people relying on us. And I worry sometimes that we get so obsessed and angered by Donald Trump, which is okay, but you can't hold on to it because it takes your eye off the ball. And we're not focusing on the economic messages. People in Ohio, Don, aren't really talking about Russia or Michael Flynn or Putin or anything else. They're worried about paying the bills, what's happening with our pension, how much does it cost to send a kid to school, what's our energy bill, like real bread and butter stuff. And when we're talking about Trump so much, we're not talking about them.
So how do you then reconcile the 36% approval rating and still winning the special elections?
Well, you know, everything's in contrast to who you're running against. And that's why I say I don't think people in the Beltway are realizing just how toxic the Democratic Party brand is.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Congressman Tim Ryan, Democrat out of Ohio. And he described the Democrats as toxic, the party, the brand as toxic. And the reason why I played that clip is to illustrate what happened with Julie, a woman who was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who believed all things great for the Democratic Party 4 years ago, who voted for Trump. And you know many others. You know, many of these people that were, they loved Barack Obama. They thought he was going to be transformational. They have switched over, rightfully so, and they now have a glimpse of what the Democrat Party is like. And I told you guys this on the broadcast. I'll say it many times. You're watching the Democrats have to deal with the notion that they had the best possible scenario they could ever have. They had a half black dude who looked great. He wasn't so dark that he was threatening to the Democrats. He was articulate. He was educated at Harvard, but he was down with the people. And black people embraced him like you wouldn't believe. White people embraced him, even though he is a racist to his core, abandoning white folks. But they love him, the leftists do. They put all their chips in the Obama pot, and he blew it. He freaking blew it. He had every opportunity to do so many great things, and he blew it. And then you get this guy that comes along, and he inherits the biggest mess you could ever possibly inherit as a president of the United States, and he starts fixing it. And he fixes it with ease. Barack Obama says Trump needs a magic wand to save carrier jobs, and Trump goes, a magic wand? He says, just give me a little dental floss. He finishes doing his teeth and goes, oh, yeah, save those jobs. And it's done. Simple as can be. And these guys can't get it. So I want to go back to Julie. Here's what she wrote. The most astounding thing about the 2016 election and Trump's win is how many people still believe that if Clinton were in office, things would be sweetness and light and all about doing the right thing and flower power and moonlight and roses. Far be it for me to burst that particular bubble, but no. We've been having special prosecutors in it. We'd be having special prosecutors and investigations in the same sort of obstruction from Republicans against Clinton that we're now seeing by Dems against Trump. It would be business as usual with Clinton surrounding herself with the closest personal allies, those who did their best to screw over Bernie Sanders. By the way, she was a Bernie supporter. And she mentions Podesta, Aberdeen, Palmieri, Mills, etc. And she says, I would have included Mook, except in the book Shattered, Clinton indicates that she hates him. And she says, only their side lost. So the business of today is Tea Party channeling Democrat obstruction of everything Trump. There are no words to describe my horror when I heard the Dems in the House this week singing some wrong version of Na 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 Na, Hey Hey Goodbye around the House healthcare vote. First, because it was pettiness taken to an insanely juvenile and humiliating level, and also because that's what we've been saying to the Democratic Party for the past year. And these are the same people who crucified Ted Cruz for reading Dr. Seuss during the long-winded speech on the Senate floor. So not only is Julie a gifted writer, she understands what's happening here. She gets it. The Democrats are petty. Anything they want, they can use whatever tactic. They can beat it out of you. I was talking to some union reps in New York when I was up there recently. And they told me, I literally heard them, they didn't say it to me, they were just talking in a meeting, and they said, well, you know they're going to be sending in their goons. And I looked at the guys, all these guys are Democrats. And I go, so here's what's funny about it. You guys are pro-union, but you know that they're debating internally. The union membership is at odds with leadership. And the membership is saying, you know, leadership is going to send in the goons. They're going to be intimidating us. And I was thinking to myself, you know they're doing this to you. You know that when they want what they want, they're willing to send in goons and they're willing to intimidate you with the loss of your job, how they're not going to protect you. And he gave me a scenario. He says, Kevin, here's what they do. And I'll get back to the Julie story. He says, what the union will do is they'll tell you they get a certain number of days that they want people to be on suspension for, because that's good kickback for the union. I went, seriously? Yeah. To explain, what they'll do is they'll say, oh, this infraction is going to cost you 5 days of pay. And you'll be, what? And they'll go, hey, you know, here's what I'll do. I'll go talk to them. We'll see what we can do. We'll work it out. They'll get it reduced down to 3. And then they come back to you. You're like, oh, my gosh, thank you for doing 3. And I said, that's not how they do it. I said, what they'll do is they'll come to you and they'll say, this infraction is 10. 10 days. You know, what? What are you talking about? 10 days? I can't do 10 days. And they'll go back and go, you know, well, hey, I tell you what, I got it reduced by half. And then you're like, what? Well, thank you. And it'll be 5 days. And they'll get even more. And he starts laughing. He goes, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm just telling you, folks, it's crooked. But these guys accept it. And Democrats have accepted this idea that, hey, it's crooked, but it's our crooked. It's not the Republican crooked, but it's crooked. And what she writes is the Democrat Party's gone about this all wrong. They ran a terrible candidate who ran a terrible campaign, who didn't lose because of misogyny, Russia, Comey, or because some witches cast a spell on the American electorate. She lost because people couldn't stand her and couldn't trust her. And they can't stand her or trust her now. She's setting up a PAC, joining the, quote, resistance movement, pretending relevance when even progressives are begging her to stay away. She used different language. She says, I echo that sentiment. But more importantly, hyping her as some hybrid grassroots, quote, leader of the Democrat Party is laughable. And second, only shoots down any hope that the party has to resurrect itself into something palatable for millions who rejected Clinton, rejected the establishment's preferred candidate. Look at the Democratic bench for 2020. Elizabeth Warren, considered a sellout for many for not endorsing Sanders in the primary. Sanders, who though wildly popular, would again not get Democratic support. Cory Booker, a Clinton lapdog from way back. Martin O'Malley, never a popular choice by the Democrats. Joe Biden, Al Franken, Andrew Cuomo, Kamala Harris, even Tom Perez. The list goes on. But there's nothing to see here. Each and every potential 2020 candidate has one thing in common. Pure establishment candidates, with the possible exception of O'Malley. Not even close to the Sanders wing of the party, except for, well, Sanders, who isn't a Democrat. And despite her stated claim that she won't run for president again, nobody should ever rule out the walking ego that is Hillary Clinton. You can almost hear the wheels spinning in her brain that after 4 years of Trump, it might really, really this time be her turn. Unbelievable. Says, ever hear any serious mention of Nina Turner, Tulsi Gabbard, Keith Ellison, or any of the Bernie progressive wing? Me neither. The resistance movement, whatever it's calling itself, is one of the most mundane, lame, garden variety, nothing burgers out there. What's funny about Julie is you can still see some remnants of her leftism. She's wanting Keith Ellison and those guys. The reason there's no mention of them is because they are far worse than any of the Democrats being proposed. But she goes on to talk about losing friends on Facebook. Once she voted for Trump, all bets are off. You know what? You burn the bridge. But do so. And do it lovingly, folks. Get rid of those people because they're nothing but dead weight on you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.